Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. In Nehemiah, the 8th chapter, it says, "And all the people gathered as one into the square before the water gate. And they told Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the law of Moses that the Lord had commanded Israel. So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, both men and women, and all who could understand what they heard, on the first day of the 7th month. And he read from it facing the square before the water gate from early morning until midday in the presence of men and women and those who could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood on a wooden platform that they had made for this purpose." You know, it's pretty thrilling to hear that people of a nation wanted to gather together, and all those who could understand would gather and listen to God's word being read by a scribe. You see, it was unusual, it seems, that the people got together to really listen to the voice of God. In the 8th verse of the 8th chapter, it says, "They read from the book from the law of God clearly, and they gave the sense so that the people understood the reading." The leaders went through the reading in a way where it could make sense to the people. It is important that the people that we are with understand the word of God. And in the 9th verse, Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra the priest, and the scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, "This day is holy to your Lord. Do not mourn or weep, for all the people wept as they heard the words of the Lord. Then he said to them, 'Go your way, eat fat, and drink sweet wine, and send portions to anyone who has nothing ready, for this day is holy to our Lord. And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.'" The leadership read the scriptures, and people were so convicted by it that they wept. And the leadership stood in and said, "That's fine, but that's not what we're about right now. We're about joy at this point. God has provided our needs. There are a lot of problems and stresses and strains. The leadership of the people around them don't necessarily care for them. There are things that they can look at in life that can distract them and cause them sorrow. These people needed to look where they should look in order to find joy in life. And the joy in life is going to come from God and loving Him and obeying Him and showing the world who He is. Nothing has changed throughout history. The joy of the Lord is still going to be our strength no matter what happens in history. We need to focus on the right things, not the wrong things. The wrong things will bring us depression and anger and anxiety. The right things brings us joy, and that comes from the Lord." This is Dave Wager with the leadership team of Relate365.com, a division of SilverBirchRanch.org on the Nicolay Bible Institute campus.